Baker's lawyers portrayed Lucy as a woman of notorious bad character, as one of them put it. Baker gave an account of what transpired November 8th when he knocked on Lucy's door that was 180 degrees different from hers. The detective denied he ever arrested the couple or illegally detained them, claiming he simply asked the pair to come to his headquarters for a friendly chat about the pardon broker business, and they willingly complied. The defense attorneys punched a hole in the extortion charge, pointing out that Baker could not be found guilty of stealing the $200 from Lucy because that money was already his. The lawyers revealed that Baker had a detective mark the four $50 bills before he gave them to Hine, putting two pinholes on the U and S for the United States printed on each one. Baker had those marked bills with him to show the court. After deliberating just an hour and 20 minutes, the jury of 12 men came back with a verdict of not guilty on the extortion charge, but guilty on the charge of false imprisonment. They did not believe Baker's rosy account of November 8th. The judge considered Lucy's 5 hours with Baker a technical violation of the false imprisonment law. He fined Baker $1 and ordered him to pay court costs, which amounted to about $30. After the trial, some newspapers defended Baker, but others, like the New York Daily News and New York Herald, hailed the verdict as long overdue for the disreputable character who had preyed upon the public for so long. They called for him to be fired and his operation disbanded. That is what happened. 9 days before the trial started, Baker was mustered out of the army. And after the verdict, the president ordered his headquarters at 217 Pennsylvania Avenue shuttered. Baker departed Washington with the conviction that a vast conspiracy of disloyalists and citizens he had arrested sabotaged him during the trial. He also left with a deep hatred of Andrew Johnson, whom he blamed for the guilty verdict, and Edwin Stanton, who he thought had stiffed him on the Booth reward money and did nothing to keep him from being mustered out. Baker moved to Lansing, Michigan, where he invested the money he made in Washington into a hotel venture, which soon failed, wiping out his savings.